Welcome to another edition of Taking 5 with GDE, where we take 5 minutes to focus on one question that helps sellers sell the suite of products we know as Guardium Data Encryption. This enablement podcast is designed to educate, enlighten, and enthuse sellers about the huge potential of GDE and empower them with knowledge and insight to help them better identify opportunities, capture bigger deals, and close those deals faster. Hey, Matt, it's great seeing you again. How are you?
Hey, doing great, Rick. So good to be talking with you again here.
Welcome back to the program. And again, for those who are hearing your voice for the first time, why don't you give us a little bit of background on what you do and who you work for?
Matt Baldy, and I've got the responsibilities, for the last 10 years, I've been very, very focused on the encryption and key management solutions from IBM. And through that process, you and I have traveled the world. We've had a chance to do many, many customer presentations, seller presentations. And through that interaction, you learn a lot of use cases. You learn a lot about what customers are interested in. And we're very excited to share some of that knowledge with some of our sellers that are on the phone here today.
Fantastic. Well, thanks very much and welcome to the program again. There's a topic I want to chat with you about today that has been a topic of concern with customers in the market for what seems like years, and that's the topic of ransomware. And I know in other episodes, we talked a little bit about how GDE can be used to protect against ransomware, but how is the message resonating with customers about ransomware? Is this still a hot topic for them? And does it play well when we talk about the benefits of GDE in protecting customers against ransomware?
No, absolutely, Rick. And I think, in short, trying to simplify a message around encryption is most important for both our sellers and for our customers, right? But ransomware, what is it? It's basically somebody locking up your data and throwing away the key unless you pay them money and they give you the key so the you'll do it.
Right.
And we've talked about in some of the other sessions, Rick, where what is a key? It's a big password. But ultimately, if someone gets your password, somebody gets into your network and they put their own password around your data, you're really out of luck unless you pay. Now, there's really a couple of ways to protect yourselves against that. And encryption is one of the foremost that you can do. If you encrypt your data with a very long password, a very long key, right, with strong encryption, that data, even when stolen, they can't really use it to do anything with it. Now, on the other hand, what is your best method of protection against ransomware? Number one, it's encrypting the data in case it's stolen. Number two is if you have encrypted backup that only you can de-encrypt and the customer takes your data and locks it down, but you've got encrypted backup that you can bring forward and de-encrypt, now you're back online and you can basically tell the people that stole your data, you can do whatever you want with it. You can't do anything with it. However, I can bring my data back online. So that message is really resonating with customers because it is one of the highest priorities, one of the highest challenges that they face is along the lines of ransomware.
Right. And I know that even aside from the encryption element of it, you know, the controls that GDE puts in place won't even allow those files to be accessed unless you are the right process, the right user, accessing the right file with the right application. And frequently ransomware disguises itself as another application. But if even with that disguise, GDE has the ability to verify whether that application is allowed to even touch the data. So it, in addition to the encryption element of it, we have other controls that are enforced with GDE. Another thing I've noticed with ransomware is the criminals always want to get paid. At the end of the day, they aren't really going to do anything unless they're able to get money from you. And they don't want to cripple your system by encrypting a file that would be necessary for them to get paid. So they don't want to use the ransomware to encrypt everything. They only want to encrypt data that they deem as valuable. And if they can't tell what's inside that encrypted file, they may not take the risk of encrypting it because it might be a piece of software that's necessary for them to get paid. So they might skip
right over. Great points, Rick. You know what? And that really brings to mind some things, you know, that maybe others hadn't thought about either. No, very, very good points, right? So encryption and policies, the rules around encryption, those together have really made it much more difficult for the ransomware people. I would say resonates very well with customers. Yeah. It's a great discussion to have with their customers because top of mind for them is ransomware. And the capabilities of the Guardium portfolio, the Guardium data encryption is very strong.
And we've also seen some cross-selling opportunities there with QRadar, because GDE integrates with QRadar. So if you've got a QRadar shop, you can point out that GDE can begin to provide those events that would tell QRadar that, look, you have somebody or something that's trying to get access and is being denied access. And that gives you, the customer, a little more insight as to what potentially might be going wrong in your network. Even though they're not able to successfully penetrate GDE, GDE is creating those events that are saying, look, you know, this file has been attempted to be accessed 3 or 4 times by this person or this application. You need to maybe go take a deeper
look at that. Absolutely. The multiple layers of security, just like you're talking about, and the integration and collaboration between the GDE, the QRadar, and other IBM security tools, they all layer on, you know, to perform an additive element of security against ransomware.
Well, with that, let's go ahead and bring this episode to a close. Thanks so much, Matt, for spending some time with us today. Any last minute thoughts before bringing it to a close?
You know, I think to me is bring up the conversations around ransomware with your customers. I mean, have the conversation. They want to talk about it. They'll tell you just what they're doing currently to protect themselves. And you have the opportunity then to bring up some of the things we've talked about the value of encryption, policy around that, and even some of the capabilities of the interaction interface between QRadar and encryption. So some of your existing QRadar customers are perfect customers to talk to about the enhanced capabilities by using Guardium Data Encryption with those customers as well.
Well, thanks again, Matt. It's great talking with you. Have a great rest of your week.
Thanks, Rick. You too.
We hope you have enjoyed this episode of Taking 5 with GDE, a podcast dedicated to helping sellers help their customers discover, protect, and control their sensitive data, apps, and services. If you have topics or specific questions you would like discussed on the program, please email them to me, Rick Robinson, at rick.robinson@talusgroup.com. Thank you for taking 5 with GDE.